Report: More than 8 million illegal aliens will live freely in U.S. while awaiting deportation by end of 2024. By John Binder on March 4, 2024. More than 8 million illegal aliens will be living freely in the United States, not detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, while awaiting deportation by the end of 2024, federal officials project. President Joe Biden is likely to have nearly tripled ICE's non-detained docket by the end of his first term in the White House. ICE's non-detained docket includes illegal aliens living in American towns and cities whom the agency has not detained but who are awaiting deportation from the U.S. As Breitbart News reported, by the end of fiscal year 2023, 6.2 million illegal aliens were living in the U.S. not detained by ICE but awaiting deportation, including 1.3 million of whom have final deportation orders from a federal immigration judge. Related exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. According to internal federal records, Axios reports that the number of illegal aliens on ICE's non-detained docket will have ballooned to more than 8 million by the end of 2024, nearly triple the 3.2 million illegal aliens on the docket in 2020. At the beginning of 2024, Senators Roger Marshall, RKS, Eric Schmidt, RMO, Rick Scott, RFL, Mike Lee, RUT, Mike Braun, RN, and Marsha Blackburn, RTN, sought a vote of no confidence against Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for massively increasing ICE's non-detained docket. Marshall blasted Mayorkas's plans to implement the Release and Reporting Management, RRM, program to increase illegal immigration by rewarding lawbreakers and greatly reducing the number of aliens who would be subject to removal. The RRM program would ensure that illegal aliens on ICE's non-detained docket could simply make annual check-ins with the agency after their release into the U.S. interior. In conjunction with the RRM program, Mayorkas plans to roll out the ICE Secure Docket Card program, which will give newly arrived illegal aliens a photo ID card upon release into the U.S. interior. These photo IDs will work hand-in-hand with the agency's case management pilot program, which offers taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens in deportation proceedings. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.